Chapter 10. Ask of the Lord rain in the springtime, the Lord who makes lightnings, and he gives rain showers to everyone for the plants in the field. For the teraphim have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and they have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they go their way like sheep. They are oppressed, because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the male goats. For the Lord of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his majestic horse in the battle. From him will come forth the cornerstone, from him the nail, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be as mighty men, treading down muddy streets in the battle, and they shall fight, because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses will be confounded. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them back, for I have mercy on them, and they will be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Ephraim will be like a mighty man, and their heart will rejoice as through wine, yes, their children will see it, and rejoice. Their heart will be glad in the Lord. I will signal for them, and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they will increase as they have increased. I will sow them among the peoples, and they will remember me in far countries, and they will live with their children, and will return. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and there won't be room enough for them. He will pass through the sea of affliction, and will strike the waves in the sea, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up, and the pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt will depart. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they will walk up and down in his name, says the Lord.